When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
What's up, everybody? It's Steve Geller, Mike Dottiglia here at the Treasure Chest Casino for Sports Talk till 7 o'clock, and that's when Thursday night football takes over. Detroit Lions, Green Bay Packers, come on in, place your bets for this game and also the weekend action as well in college and NFL. Speaking of that, we're going to lead off this segment right off the bat, getting into our Pick 6 segment, which Charlie has expanded to Pick 8 this week. Mike, what you got for us, Charlie?
We're adding the two-point conversion this week, guys. It's a special edition, obviously, Conference Championship weekend. We have five conference championship games, and then I also picked three NFL games because it is a fun weekend in the NFL Week 14. Guys, I'm going to recap what happened last weekend. You know, I've been so hit or miss this year. That's why I've, like, avoided actually putting money on my picks, because I'll have a week where I go 0-6, and then I have a week where I go 5-1. And this was one of the good weeks for me, so yay me. I went 5-1 this past week. I won. Mike, you and Bobby both went 4-2. Steve at 3-3 this past week, resetting the standings. I'm at 44-34. Mike, you're at 41-37. Bobby's at 36-42. And Steve, you are at 39-39. The real difference, Mike, in this one was South Carolina-Clemson. That was the only different game that we had. South Carolina, man, to say they hung on in that game would be an understatement. It was a real fun game to watch. And we will have Clemson in this week's matchups. But we're actually going to start Friday night, the American Athletic Championship game, guys. Tulane, 5-point favorites at number 24, Army. They could have been hosting this game at Yeoman Stadium, but obviously we all know what happened on Thanksgiving night to Memphis. So they have to travel to number 24, Army, but they still are 5-point favorites.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with the wave in this one. Give me Tulane, even though it is at Army. Going to be interesting to see the conditions there as well. It might be a little chilly for Tulane, but I know Coach Summerall definitely had this team ready, confident in Tulane in the matchup.
I'm going Tulane. I think Army keeps it close early, and then I think Tulane, with their speed on the edges at wide receiver, they'll break some big plays with their wide receiver core. They just got to learn how to hold the ball. Come on, you catch it, you got to hold on to it. Can't fumble it. Tulane.
A couple big drops in that game, obviously, against – well, not even drops, the fumbles on the big plays with, downfield with those wide receivers. I'm with Tulane as well here, guys. Bobby's got Army plus 5, so that's kind of interesting, an early difference here. But give me Tulane minus 5. I think that, you know, obviously Memphis's athletes offensively, you're not really going to see that with Army. Moving on, Sun Belt Championship game. Marshall at Louisiana. My Cajuns 6-point favorites at home in this one. Bobby's got UL. Y'all already know who I have to go with. I'm not feeling great about this pick, but it's just the ultimate homer pick. It's how Bobby always picks the Saints every single week. Give me the Cajuns minus 6 against Marshall.
I'm not going against the Cajuns either. I'm sticking with the home team.
Yeah, I'll go Raging Cajuns.
Sweep!
And 6. But they better block that dude, that Reed, coming off the edge. Man, he's a one-man show for them. You talk about they don't have a lot of pass rushers in college football. Take a look at that guy. UL better have two guys block him.
Yeah, it's like we were saying the other day, Mike put two hats on him. He's got 16 sacks this year, Mike Green for Marshall. So if any Cajuns fans are a little bit concerned, that's where you really should direct your concern for. UL, the reason I'm a little bit concerned with this one, guys, is that Ben Woolridge is not going to be playing in this game as far as I know. I think he's going to be out for at least a few more weeks. He may play in the Cajuns bowl game, but he suffered an injury late in the year. That's the Sun Belt Offensive Player of the Year that they'll be missing. So I'm a little bit concerned, but in Chandler Fields, I trust Cajuns minus 6. Moving on, we got the SEC Championship game. the ultimate Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde team in Georgia, the number five team in the country, versus number two Texas. Texas opens as 2.5-point favorites in Atlanta, despite losing by 15 in Austin just a couple weeks ago to this Georgia team.
Texas. I think they're a better team. Revenge.
I'm going to go with the Bulldogs here. I think they get it again.
So Bobby's got Texas. Yeah, I'll go Georgia. I mean, I don't know. It's such a weird pick. But give me the Bulldogs. They're so hot and cold. But just seeing how they handled Texas the last time they played, yeah, give me the Bulldogs in this one. And they lock up, you know, their playoff berth. The Big Ten championship game here, guys. Three Penn State versus number one Oregon. Oregon 3.5-point favorites in Indianapolis.
I like Oregon a lot in this one. Give me them, giving the 3.5 for sure over Penn State.
That coach at Penn State, give me the last big-time win he's had. And you'll be thinking a while. I'll go on Oregon.
I mean, yes, I agree. 100%. James Franklin's a fraud. Yeah, just a fraud. Give me Oregon in this one. Covering the 3.5. They get that first round bye in the 12-team playoff. Moving on, guys, to the ACC championship. Number 17, Clemson versus number 8, SMU. SMU, 2.5-point favorites in Charlotte.
SMU.
Yeah, this is a tough one, actually, for me. But I'm going to roll with SMU as well in this matchup. Just think that they'll take it in Charlotte, North Carolina in this one.
By the way, I forgot to mention, Bobby has Penn State. He's also got SMU in this game. And this is actually a clean sweep, guys. I'm surprised nobody's taking Clemson here. But I'm with y'all. SMU's just rolling. They got to limit those explosive plays from Clemson, though, in this matchup to kind of make me feel safe. -2.5. You know, I think if they know that if they lose, they might be out potentially, which is crazy to think about based off the incredible year that they've had. But give me the Ponies -2.5 in Charlotte.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Moving on, NFL Week 14, and I did it again, guys. My picking for Thursday Night Football has got to be the worst. I don't think I've won a single game on Thursday night, but I can't avoid this matchup. It's one of the best matchups, if not the best matchup of the week. The Packers at the Lions, 3-point favorites at home.
You know, I know the Lions are red hot, but I don't know. There's something about this game. I got a feeling about this Green Bay Packers. Give me the Pack getting three on the road here. I like what they've been doing. Jordan Love in this matchup, I think, is going to have a big night tonight.
GB, Packers.
Man, I thought I was going to get y'all there because I was liking the Packers in this one, too. Bobby's got the Lions minus three.
Uh-oh.
And, I don't know, man. The Lions beat the Packers pretty handily just a few weeks back. And they're at home. I know their defense is undermanned, but they've been playing really well still. I'll take the Lions minus three. This very well might be a push, guys. Moving on, we got the Saints minus five at the Giants.
Okay, Charlie, who did you pick? Because you said first
I just said
Packers.
I'm picking the Lions.
Okay, because you at first said Packers. Calm down now. We just want to make that straight.
All right, we got the Saints minus five at the Giants.
You know, Saints. I like, obviously, the Saints to win this game. The 5 points, it's a definitely a little bit of a big number for me, but I just don't see anything worthwhile on this Giants team right now.
Other than Malik Nabers.
He's dealing with a groin issue. I know you don't think it's that big of a deal.
I know they're going to run the ball.
Right, Tracy's a good back.
Drew Locke running it at quarterback.
Sure, I just don't think they can keep up with the Saints. I'll take the Saints given the five on the road, even though I'm not confident in this pick at all.
I like the Saints here. I think they're a much better team than the Giants and a much better frame of mind this late in the year.
Giants are terrible. Give me the Saints minus five. Falcons at the Vikings, 5.5-point favorites in Minnesota.
Oh, give me the Vikings for sure. I don't think that things are going well at all for Atlanta, and I don't think they're going to rebound on the road here in Minnie.
Bobby's got the Vikings minus 5.5, and I'm with him here. Just Kirk Cousins, how he looked against the Chargers this past week. I know the Chargers got a good defense, but
yeah.
He looks awful right now.
Man, I'm going to go with Atlanta.
You were torn there. I could tell you were thinking about it.
Because, man, Kirk Cousins cannot play that bad again. He cannot play that bad again. And I think Atlanta can keep this close.
That is eight games in about, what is this, 8 minutes, guys? Good job.
Woohoo!
Hey, we get a raise for that?
You get a loss this week, Mike, for that.
What? Come on.
I think, though, when we were
I'm going to get enough losses, Charlie. You don't need to give me another one.
Looking at those picks, too, going back with that Penn State and Oregon game with Cannon picking Penn State, I think he went with my old philosophy, trying to be different from the Pack.
No,
here.
I think he says eventually Franklin's going to get one. But I told him, Bob, man, how many times do you have to say that? I mean, every big game he has fumbled the ball, so to speak. And that's why I got to go with Oregon here. And eventually, Bob's going to be right. Eventually, I don't think it's this weekend.
Right, exactly.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.